Blog Talk Radio.
Life seems to crush your dreams, so find your balance for all your needs. A little work, some family fun. Find your love, keep your life on the run. Told you how the story goes, so write your own script before you grow old. Live your life, laugh out loud. Own who you are, stand up proud. You gotta find what works for you. Find a balance that lets you be you.
Good evening and welcome to the Star Chamber Show live podcast. And this is episode number 323. Big shout out and thanks to the band Far Cry for giving us the intro music. Thank you, Pete Fry. They're a great lead guitar player. And tonight we have one heck of a show for you without a guest, but we will have plenty to talk about. I'm joined tonight, of course, by your two favorite co-hosts, the one, the only, the lovely, the vivacious, the beautiful Holly Phillippe from about 20 feet away from me in another room, and from parts unknown down in Tennessee somewhere, the man behind Dark Style, Daniel Dark. And tonight the theme is Imaginarium. My friends, welcome. The night begins.
How's everything going tonight?
We're barely surviving, but Holly has been pulled 50 directions because she coordinates with the venue. So they had their what they call the BEOs, which are all the final details on room instructions, and literally a 54-page document that every page has to be scanned and initials because they got instructions for all the various areas. But yes, that's what you do when you run, you know, conventions. Anyone that runs conventions know what I'm talking about. It's a mountain of detail, and of course, while this is going on, you have millions of messages coming in, and you have to run promotions, and you have to do this and do that, and order things, and yes, it's been that kind of adventure, but next week is going to show that it's worth it. And so, yes, that's where we stand, Daniel.
Very good. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Yeah, I can understand you fine. It had a little bit of a flangey effect every once in a while there, but I hear I can understand you and hear you fine. So, yeah, the excitement of live broadcasts. You never know what kind of connection you necessarily are going to get, but hey, that's half the fun. So, and the chat room is building up, and we've got, let's see, Sandy Lander, Carol Pre-Flattish, the most awesome author who is going to be there at Imaginarium 2.
Becca's in there, too. Hello, Becca Harrison.
Metal Beck, as we affectionately call her, is in the chat room. So, yes, Metal Beck is in the chat room. Sandy Lender, the genre blender. We got Tommy B. Smith coming in. Yeah, it's getting busy quick. And so, yeah, I guess all the people in the chat room are going to be at Imaginarium. So, yes, I guess everybody wants to know what's going on. So, so we're not going to mess around too much tonight, everybody. I think Daniel and Holly and I can agree that we won't do any kind of main intro news because we're just going to take the whole time to talk about all the various fun and cool stuff we have coming for you at Imaginarium. But before that begins, I do want to go ahead and give you a couple spots from those who brought you the show tonight. And so bringing you the show tonight are Sandy Lender and also the one, the only, Ren Garcia. And unfortunately, Ren was almost on the show last week. Missed him dearly because he had a family emergency. His mother's house that he had to go to was 2 hours away. So, yeah, it's logistically impossible to get him on during the show, evidently. So he will be back in July. I have rescheduled him. So, yes, that cool show with his personal paranormal stories is coming, folks. But, yes, tonight, of course, Imaginarium, but I want to go ahead and give you two great spots. So first up, we're going to give you the genre blender, Sandy Lender. And thank you, Sandy. And here's your spot.
We're counting down to Imaginarium 2022, and author Sandy Lender invites you to check out all the cool programming the conference has to offer, especially the short story Marathonarium workshop on July 7th. make sure you stop by Sandy's booth in the fabulous exhibitor hall and get a copy of the Imagine finalist novel, Concussive. You can learn more at Sandy's website at Sandy Lender, Inc. That's Sandy Lender, Inc. with a K. And we'll see you in Louisville.
Yes, we will, Sandy Lender, and we sure do look forward to it. So, now, fortunately, Ren is not going to be able to make it this year. He will be back. He's assured me that probably in our 2023 10th anniversary edition, he will be able to return to Imaginarium. But Ren is one of the great folks. And I'm going to take the question today first, so y'all can answer, of course, Holly and Daniel, but I'm going to go ahead and answer him when we get done here. But here's Ren's spot.
The League of Elder dares to be unusual. It's easy to be swept away in this bold and uninhibited landscape where fantastic heroes become old friends and sinister villains inhabit every dark corner. Dare to explore things best left alone. Each book is your lantern, lighting the path to a world never before seen. So what do you say? Are you weird enough for us?
Absolutely, Ren. Yes, we are weird enough for you. Well, Daniel has a different take on that, but yes, we're weird enough for you, I promise. So go ahead, answer them, Holly and Daniel.
I am weird enough for you, Ren.
I, on the other hand, am not weird enough. I'm normal enough for you. So,
right. Nice. Nice.
Well, I do want to say our chat room is blowing up, and we have a couple newer chat room attendees, and that's Dr. Anna Fektorovich. Hello, I hope I didn't butcher your name. You're going to have to tell me. And she is one of our Imaginator guests. She's a special guest. Make sure you check out her panel workshop list. And she's doing a fabulous workshop that you do not want to miss. Make sure you check it out. And Trevor Hutcherson. Hello, Trev. He's joined us in the chat room.
Yeah, it's getting busy. Getting busy in there. And, yes, I think that might be a good place to start because we have such an amazing guest list this year. And, of course, at Imaginarium, we have, you know, we recognize a guest of honor, and we also have another kind of guest of honor designation, and we call those Imaginator guests. And we have typically 3 to 4 every year, and this year we have 4. So yes, I think that would be a cool place to start because it is an amazing group coming from all kinds of different angles. And so I'll start with, of course, our guest of honor, Ellen Batlow, who is one of the most prestigious editors in the book industry. And she has probably won more major awards than just about anybody you can name. Just won a Bram Stoker Award, as a matter of fact. Has won multiple Bram Stoker Awards, Hugo Awards, Locus Awards, World Fantasy Awards, Shirley Jackson Awards. Mm-hmm. I mean, she has won so many awards. But she is a fantastic editor, is the acquisitions editor for Tor.com. Yes, the Tor of the great speculative fiction publisher, fantasy publisher. And she is, her work is just phenomenal. And she's worked in all kinds of different genres. I mean, her knowledge is just, on a supreme level. And she is our guest of honor this year. And I think she's going to be fantastic. What do you think, Holly?
Oh, yes. I'm so looking forward to meeting Miss Ellen in person. And I did want to say she does have a panel or an interview going every single day. So you can catch her, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, or all three. And Michael Noss, the great Michael Noss, another big award winner. He's got him a Stoker now. He will be actually interviewing her and doing a Q&A on Saturday at 12:30. And then the wonderful Jason Sizemore will be doing the editor Q&A with her at Saturday at 3:45. So don't want to miss those two.
No, that is who our Sizemore Award that we give out every year to recognize, a great indie publisher at Imaginarium. That's who it's named for, is Jason Sizemore of Apex Books, a book company, and of course the great Apex magazine. And he's just fantastic, and looking forward to seeing him again, because of course in the last couple of years it's been tough to see some people, and I've missed Jason, so it's going to be great to see him again. And I guarantee you that those interviews with Michael and Jason with Ellen are going to be fantastic. Michael's coming off his second Bram Stoker. He just won one in Denver. It is actually his second Bram Stoker award. So yeah, we have three, by the way, three new Bram Stoker winners, with Jeff Strand, one of our spotlighted guests, being the other one. So yeah, we have three major award winners coming right off of winning just to Imaginarium. So that is so cool. That is so cool. But we will go ahead and move on to some our Imaginator guests, and I want to start with the awesome Virginia Smith, and she is an award-winning and best-selling author, and she has no less than 44 novels under her belt, and she definitely has written a lot of things, short stories, articles, all kinds of stuff, lighthearted romance to suspense. She's been a finalist numerous times for international awards, and she has and won many awards, and she is just an amazing writer, who is truly, I think one of the shining lights of Kentucky's literary community, and so she is somebody that Holly and I just love. I can't wait for Daniel to meet her, and Holly, I know you're excited about Virginia Smith.
Jenny is a wonderful soul. She's a wonderful person. She is just chock full of knowledge that she is willing to share. She is extremely approachable to all, and I know she's going to be a great hit at Imaginarium. Mm-hmm. And she is going to be on a panel with Ellen Datlow Friday at 2:30. They're going to do the author-editor relationship. And then Jenny also has a workshop on Friday at 7:30, and that's called Dive Deep Workshop. So you definitely want to check that out. Yeah, definitely.
Yes, and I want to give a shout-out, because Virginia Smith also is one of the main forces behind the Bluegrass Writers Coalition in Frankfort, Kentucky, and they have an annual now, as of this year, their inaugural event with the Conference of Writers in Frankfort, Kentucky. Holly and I attended. Mm-hmm. It was superb in quality and presentation.
Really cool.
Great conference. Totally recommend it. Worth traveling for. But again, that's the Bluegrass Writers Coalition's Conference of Writers. That you can talk to Virginia about that too when you get a chance to meet her. That's a great event that she helped spearhead. So good stuff. And I'll move over to James Aquilone, and I'm excited about James because I know Michael Nost is especially jazzed too, because James comes from the areas of a speculative fiction that I know Michael has a real passion for. He writes the Dead Jack series of horror fantasy, and right now that series has been optioned with a TV series in development. And he is also an editor. He's the managing editor of Weird Tales magazine, of course. You know that name. And being released right at the convention time is Classic Monsters Unleashed, anthology from Crystal Lake Publishing and Black Spot Books. And so that's a new one that's coming out right at the time of Imaginarium. So, James, this will be his first trip to Imaginarium, and we're really looking forward to meeting him, because I've heard so much about him. And I know Holly's got him, keeping him a little busy. I know that.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yes. He's going to be on three panels. So, catch him. And he's going to be just very interesting. He's got a just a quirky, how would you put it, humorous. Personality. I mean, he's just a lot of fun, James, and he's full of knowledge once again, and he's extremely approachable. So that's another individual. If you have any questions, he'll start talking to you about it.
Yes, because I mean that's the thing about Imaginarium. This is not one of those cattle call fandom kind of events where you get you know, funneled through in over a two-hour-long line to meet with somebody for 10 seconds and spend $150 for, a quick photo and about, you know, get to exchange three words with them. No, Imaginarium is not that kind of event. We are an event where you truly can meet the guests, truly talk to them, truly get their insights. They're approachable. That's by design. We really work hard to, you know, to make sure that the people we bring in and include in programming and the events are approachable, very positive people. And I think what makes the event very unique. And so anybody that we're talking about, yeah, definitely don't hesitate to meet them. And because I know that a lot of us are introverts in the creative world and writing and so forth, but this is the event where you actually can be an extrovert. And we do see it. You know, a lot of the introverts become extroverts at least for 3 days, and it's a chance to, you know, like I said, be among your own kind, you know, the creatives. And yeah, everybody is so nice and accommodating, just a great group. But moving on, I want to bring up another one that Holly and I are very excited about. Our third Imaginator guest that we're discussing right now, and that is Santiago Cirillo. And those of you that watched The Walking Dead will recognize that name possibly, because he was in season four was the season that you will recognize him from. And he played the role of Julio. He also was Detective Martinez in the series Nashville. And he was also in a really powerful show called Princess Diana, Tragedy or Treason, where he played the role of Dodi Fayed. I mean, before he became an actor, one of the cool things about Santiago is he has a long history at Gibson Guitars, the famous, Gibson, the guitar company in Nashville. And he was the only builder for Chet Atkins. And he also did guitars for all kinds of A-list artists like Lenny Kravitz, Keith Urban, even Kid Rock and Toby Keith, and yeah, did a lot of guitar building for those kind of people. And so he has some neat stories, I can guarantee you. And he seems to be a character. This is going to be the first chance I've met him in person, but I know Holly has bantered with him a lot. So you can comment on that.
Santiago's a trip. He is so much fun. And, he's been acting a long time. He's also a filmmaker. He's also a screenwriter. He's also an author. He is just an all-around creative individual, extremely approachable, you know, like we like our Imaginator guests and guests of honor to be. You know, that's the whole idea, is that they're approachable. For those of you that have questions and want to pick their brains and network, I mean, you know, that's what Imaginarium is all about. Network, and education. So, yes, you'll definitely want to have a little chat with Santiago at some point. He'll have a table there close to the film festival room this year in the Creative Valley. So, you know, you'll be able to go up and get an autograph and meet him.
Oh, yeah, have that's going to be fantastic. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. And then, since Holly has already mentioned her, because she's hanging out with us tonight, which is wonderful. It's somebody that I'm looking forward to meeting very, very much since we first got her aboard for Imaginarium. But that would be Anna Faktorovich, and she does it all. She's an author, an editor, a publisher, and a playwright, and just cool. She comes from a different angle from even, you know, you've noticed that every single person we talked about is coming from a different sphere. And Anna's no exception. She is the director and founder of the Anaphora Literary Press, and has taught for 4 years at University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley, Edinburgh, University of Pennsylvania, and Middle Georgia State College. And she has a PhD in English Literature and Criticism, and an MA in Comparative Literature, and a BA in Economics. So a very, very distinguished academic record. She's published some academic books with McFarland. You want to talk about topics of, you know, classic literature and Shakespeare and things like that. Anna is the person you want to see. I mean, she is definitely, like we like to use the term font of knowledge on the show here. And yes, she definitely fits that very, very well. And I know Holly is, it's great sitting here in the office, because I'll hear all the conversations, but Holly is, talks about how much fun she has going back and forth with Anna, and how you know, and definitely Holly's been really looking forward to meeting her. But, yeah, you've got her on some great programming workshop kind of stuff too, right, Holly?
Exactly. She summed it up, which is helpful because Anna's on a level that is way above me. She's extremely academic. I definitely want to pop in for her workshop because it is just going to be phenomenal. And she wrote it down to break it down to summarize it in the chat room. She says, so to summarize, for those unfamiliar with my research, my BRRAM, BRAM, reattributes the entire British Renaissance to 6 ghostwriters. You can read the details of the books in the first half of the series at www.anna, and then it's anaphoraliterary.com/attribution/. And she said she invented a, I'm gonna butcher this. Come, help me out here, Steve. Come.
Oh.
I can't catch the word.
I'm sorry.
Computational, I'll get it out in a minute. Linguistic author attribution method that can be applied to any period and any number of texts. It combines 27 different texts. So
yes.
That is just
there it is.
Fascinating.
I found it.
And she's, really? You got it?
Yeah, computational linguistic author attribution method.
There you go.
There we go.
That's a mouthful.
I found the
note. And apparently she sings opera. And she says she loves to do it when, like,
that
low
awesome.
Attendance. Yes, she said, you know, if you give the lyrics, I will sing them to increase the crowd size.
Oh,
and
this is awesome.
Tommy B's like, it's a plan. And Amy McCordle's like, here, here. Love it. Love it.
Tommy
B's great. Asking if she could do a mid-late 80s metal song in the opera
awesome.
Style.
That would be just perfect.
A rock
that could become
opera.
Part of an Imaginarium legendary history. Yes, that could easily take its place in our lore and legacy. A moment like that,
well,
a late 80s metal song in the opera style, and looks great.
Well, I definitely encourage you all to meet
yes.
this little lady. She will be doing a couple panels, but her actual workshop to solve any attribution mystery will be Saturday at 1:30 in Triple Crown. And she's going to do a PowerPoint presentation. Yes. So it's going to be very interesting. So if you have any interest in the British Renaissance period of that time or any of the historical, you know, eras that you like to write in or academic, you know, text, please check her out. And she is very approachable also and would be glad to answer any questions.
Yes,
she also
definitely.
Talks about Shakespeare, which is phenomenal.
Yes. Yeah, that's awesome. and yes, I mean, Imaginarium has a number of very outstanding academic participants. I'll give you a few examples from among our spotlighted guests. Dr. Arlen Andrews Sr. is one. You might have heard of Sigma, the science fiction think tank that's composed of science fiction writers that offers futurism consulting to the U.S. government and selected non-governmental organizations. Yes, that's our – and he's been on Ancient Aliens before. He's been on there. He's the author of over 500 stories, articles, column pieces, and others in science fiction, speculative technology, the paranormal, UFOs, and politics. I mean, and his work has been published in over 100 venues worldwide. And, I mean, Dr. Andrews Arlen is just absolutely phenomenal. And Yeah, and he has actually has an imprint, Talisman House Press with Hydra Publications, which has some incredibly interesting books. And, but he's one example of some of our academic folks. Dr. William Eakin is William R. Eakin is another. He's coming to his first Imaginarium, as a matter of fact, but he's quite the world traveler, and he's a professor emeritus of philosophy, University of the Ozarks, and where he taught philosophy, religion, creative writing, art history, and humanities, and he has a lot of publications to his credit. He's won, the great Michael Williams of Dragonlance fame. Michael is a professor for many, many years at the University of Louisville, and just a fantastic individual, and with a great academic depth as well. Currently, writing some great literary fiction projects like his City Quartet. And then, you got folks like our keynote speaker. And I'm going to have Holly talk about the keynote speech, but John Dedekis is coming as well. He's author, editor, podcaster, and journalist. And he's got some really cool stuff. He had a 45-year career in journalism, and 25 of those were at CNN, where he was the White House correspondent. He interviewed people like Alfred Hitchcock and Jimmy Carter and even Ronald Reagan. And then when he was at CNN, he was kind of the right-hand guy to Wolf Blitzer in the Situation Room. He was his former senior copy editor on CNN's Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer. And he's got 5 novels in the mystery suspense thriller category. Another person with lots of depth and in his career, had some really exciting stuff. And yeah, Holly, you've got him on a keynote speech for Friday on opening ceremony.
I do. It's titled Facing Your Fears and Pushing Through, with your creation and your art. And that's going to be from 7 to 7:30. And listen, you do not want to miss that, people. It's right after the opening ceremonies, and he's going to be fascinating. It really is. And then he's going to do a workshop on Saturday at 3:15 titled Writing from Personal Pain. So, yeah, deep and very inward thinking gentleman, and very, very willing to share any knowledge that he has. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm excited to meet Mr. John.
Yes, he's awesome. And along the lines of just somebody that's just superb to meet. I mean, just exudes positive energy and is just amazingly accomplished. And he happens to be a poet laureate of Kentucky, which is a lifetime appointment from the state of Kentucky legislature. But that would be Lee Pennington. And Lee is author, filmmaker, journalist, poet, playwright, musician, and he's giving his first poetry workshop in, 20 years, Holly? The first one he's done in 20 years?
Yes,
and,
20 years.
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, he said 20 years.
Yeah, and he's been Pulitzer Prize nominated in poetry, and like I said, he's a Kentucky State Legislature in 1983, named him a Poet Laureate of Kentucky, which is, again, lifetime appointment, and he's just got a slew. I mean, he's produced 21 documentaries in the film realm, and he's the author of 23 books in various genres, and numerous, of course, poetry collections of books with over 1,300 poems published in 300 magazines. Yeah, he's had his poems featured in over 300 magazines. So, I love it. He's got like a Gandalf quality beard. I mean, he's got a great beard. He's one of the best beards you'll see at Imaginarium. just an absolutely pleasant, wonderful individual, and really enjoys the convention. Yeah, he's returning. He was here last year. And really excited that really likes the format and the atmosphere we have, and hopefully that gives you an idea of some of the depth that we have coming from academic kind of circles. It's definitely the kind of convention that's got something for everyone, and you know, and you know, where do we start? I mean, we got artists, we got filmmakers, we've got loads of publishers, we've got some exceptional cosplayers. I mean, I encourage you to browse our guest, our spotlighted guest and panelist list. It's a long one, but it's worth taking just a little time to browse those bios, because you'll see what we're talking about. I mean, just all the way down, you know, all the panelists, everybody, because it's just an amazing group that's participating in the programming. And, yeah, it's just, I mean, just one after another. It's just crazy. I mean, like Lynn Hansen, for instance, she's an illustrator, cover artist who just got done doing the 125th anniversary edition of Dracula, you know, officially sanctioned by the Stoker family. And she is just an amazing cover artist who's done work for Jonathan Mayberry, George Romero, Christopher Golden, and she's going to be there. And I mean, we've got some just amazing talents. I mean, what are some of your comments on the guests overall here as far as the rest of the spotlighted guests and panelists, Ollie?
Well, I think you have mentioned one of the great ones going to be there, and that's the Stephen Zimmer and the Kentucky Colonels.
Yeah. There's a few. I know Tony Akery's one. I know Michael Knopf is one. Arlen's one. I'm one, believe it or not. I really am. And there are a fair number of Kentucky Colonels, which is an interesting award. And no, we don't get discounts on Kentucky Fried Chicken. I get asked that by everybody, but it's an honorarium that's the highest, I guess, civilian recognition that's given in Kentucky. But if you do, you know, things that, you know, they find are valuable to the state, and Imaginarium is the, you know, the big reason I ended up with it. But it's, we got a good group of Kentucky girls coming.
I did get Zimmer. He's on two panels. He's going to be on The Books and Bourbon, of course, number five.
Yes.
That's Friday at 8:30. And then he's going to be on Cryptocurrency and Creative with Daniel Friday at 1:15. So that'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. You can check him and Daniel out.
Yes, it will. Love talking about cryptocurrency and NFTs. And while we're on the subject of that, I mean, that'll be a fun one because, I mean, cryptocurrency is becoming something that, you know, artists and creatives can take advantage of now as far as even using as forms of payment. And NFTs that are, you know, tied, of course, with that same kind of technology are great opportunities for artists now, you know, where artists can sell their artwork as NFTs. And so it represents some pretty exciting new things for the creative world. And so that panel is going to be a lot of fun, for sure. But we do have a very, very interesting panel coming from, I'm going to make sure this is his first trip to Imaginarium. And I'm excited because I didn't even know before this year, I had not met him yet, but he's an attorney, Brian Chelgren. And he is, he's a partner at Dentons, which is the largest law firm in the world. And his area of focus is intellectual property and enforcement of patents, trademarks, copyrights, and trade secrets. And so he also works regularly with agreements like with protection, development, licensing, publishing, and distribution of creative works and inventions. So his area of expertise is literally perfect for the crowd that we have coming. And he happens to be with one of the, you know, with the largest law firm in the world, and he is giving a full seminar on the whole world of NFTs that Holly has worked out with him. Holly, that's cool. That's an opportunity.
Yeah, it's going to be quite interesting because, I mean, I know what they are and all that, and I'd like to create one someday, but I have no clue. I have no clue, God is all about it. I don't know even where to start, actually. So this is going to be very informative for me and a lot of people.
Mm. Yeah, supremely qualified person.
Yeah, I really hope that there's no fires to put out and I can actually attend that one.
Yeah, and if you listen to what he does, I mean, obviously, you know, if you have some questions about, intellectual property or copyrights and trademarks and things like that. You can't get better than Brian as far as, you know, getting some of those things answered. So that's the kind of resources that you have at Imaginarium. And interacting with people in person, there's just something to it. I mean, not even like Zoom calls and stuff can replace, you know, the kind of, you know, what you get out of meeting people face-to-face. And that's one of the I think, the things that makes it really special. But, yeah, Brian's going to be there, and that's going to be great. I can't wait for that. And but, yeah, Holly, did you want to comment on any a few others? I know we can't. I'd love to go through all of them.
God, I wish I could talk about everybody, but we don't have the time to talk about everybody.
Right.
But,
I hope that gives you a little feel, though. Yeah.
That gives you a feel, and we also have another – we have quite a few new faces. Guys, you're going to be – extremely surprised if you've come in years past to what has happened this year. You're just going to be blown away. Yeah, we have had so much growth and diversity with these guests that it's just phenomenal, and we feel very blessed and encourage you to keep passing the word. Word of mouth, you know, goes so far. And we encourage all genres and, you know, from all walks of life, whether you're a new writer, whether you're just thinking about writing or song making or film making or making a game of your own or, you know, or cosplaying, you know, check us out. Come network. Come talk to the guests that we have. They're very willing to share and chat with you. And, and we do have one of our new guests, Stephen knows her, has known her for years. But would you talk about Carrie for a minute?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And, like Holly said, I mean, the growth is there. We sold out all of the spaces in our main expo hall. We sold out all of the spaces in our Creatives Alley, which is part of our expo, but it's located out in the main concourse of the hotel. We sold out all banquet tickets. I mean, every single sign. I mean, the hotel can't believe how many rooms, you know, have been reserved at the hotel. I mean, we've already doubled the amount of rooms that were reserved there last year as far as hotel reservations. So, I mean, every single sign points to, I mean, it's definitely going to be the largest yet, but yeah, like Holly said, you know, it should be very, very active. This should be a very, very exciting time for us. Over 35, probably about 40 publishing houses are going to be on hand between the expo and those that are participating in programming. We probably have about a little over 40 publishing houses represented, so it's a great environment for that. Carrie Canetsy is somebody that I just absolutely fit the world of. She is an artist, cosplayer, and a national fitness pro. And she's she's had her artwork published. She's a very active cosplayer who is a nationally competitive amateur bodybuilder and also a powerlifter who holds numerous state and national records. And she began it all with a big weight loss transformation where she lost over 140 pounds and sustained it. But she is just a larger-than-life personality. She actually cosplayed as my character, Raven Valkyrie, back at the release Heart of the Lion, my novel, back in about 2015. I mean, she is just that's actually where I first got to interact with her. But I've always kind of wanted to see her at this event, and I know that she's going to be hanging out in the expo with Stephen Shrewsbury. They have a table together, and that's going to be just awesome because he's got a larger-than-life presence. So does she. I mean, you know, she's definitely like part of the Amazon club with Holly. You know, very tall, very strong, and has a presence. And she's going to be helping out with presentation of awards at the awards banquet. And so, but yeah, Carrie is just delightful and a kind of person that you really will enjoy meeting. And she loves all that kind of stuff, like all the genre stuff and art and cosplay and in addition to being a fitness professional. So, we've got some really fun guests that are coming. I mean, Yeah, no question about that. And Holly had referenced about, yeah, people that pursue different spheres. Well, Demetrius Witherspoon, perfect example of that. I mean, you're going to see him in the expo and programming, but he's a filmmaker, comic creator, game designer who has developed a science fiction franchise called Submerged Universe. And it's crazy what he's developed from the indie level. I mean, he's got those Funko Pop dolls. He's got action figures. He's got collectible card games. He's got apparel and fragrances and lunch boxes. And I mean, he's on par. He's got to be like Star Wars is so good at merchandising on the big level. I mean, yeah, on the indie level, he's got the merchandising covered. It's just incredible. And he's had lots of top people that have worked in his series, such as Bishop Stevens, who's in The Walking Dead, and Chicago PD, and then you also have Katie O'Brien, who's in Star Wars Mandalorian, Z Nation, and things like that, and Westworld. He's worked a number of really, really notable people have been in his short films and movies, and he's even got an animated show based on his Submerged Universe. I mean, there's almost nothing that he hasn't done, and he's done it all from the indie level, and really inspiring person.
On that track, you have to talk about Lana Reid too. Lana Reid,
yes, absolutely,
is coming, and she just got off a hellacious shoot out in California. The Wine Thief, I think, is the name. She's working with the United Front Film now. She's coming from the indie level out of Cincinnati, and I mean, she has been very proactive and just staying with it and hammering it out. And I mean, she was out there and they shot like 3 films and a couple documentaries. I don't know what all they shot. So many things just in like a week and a half time. It was crazy. She will be at Imaginarium and she's going to do a workshop on Saturday at 12:30 called Christmas Mobsters and Gunfights. She's going to talk about her film that they've done a while back. I think they filmed it out of Cincinnati, this one actually.
Yeah, they've done a lot of work out of that area. Yeah, because she has some great features that you can look out for right now. Western World, yes. Dogwood Pass, Christmas
World
Collision.
On Amazon.
She's directed several really good features, and you could probably find all those on Amazon right now. Lana is absolutely exceptional, and we're stoked to have her come in to join us. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we got some real forces in the indie community coming, film-wise, book-wise, cosplay-wise. Jennifer Naran, who spearheads now the International Steampunk Symposium. That's her convention. But she's coming with the airship Caduceus, where she is the captain, Medea Ashera. And, they're a cosplay, steampunk cosplay group. And, definitely just absolute blast. And she's also a artist and graphic designer who does exceptionally good work. But like Jennifer Naran, she's coming, and she is, and again, if you talk to her about her convention out of Cincinnati, it's been there for more than 10 years, and it'll be in June of 2023 will be the next one. So Holly and I will probably definitely go to that. It's the International Steampunk Symposium. She's immersed in
that
whole steampunk world, and just really awesome. I mean, just an awesome person. And she's coming from the world of cosplay. So, yeah, you've got a really interesting, sphere of guests in it, in addition to, the core, writers and screenplays and books, things like that. It's got a real, real broad umbrella. It's really a well-rounded group. Yeah, so the program, that's why the program, I think,
certainly,
is top-notch.
Branding. There's, marketing, branding. We've got Miss Tanita Johnson, who's coming out of, I want to say, Chicago, I believe. Anyway, she's going to do a workshop on Saturday at 11:15 in the morning called How to Write the One Book That Boosts Your Brand in 60 Days or Less. So you don't want to miss that one, definitely. And she's going to be on a few other panels throughout the weekend, too. I will say I'm going to attempt to get, because I know Sandy was asking, a few other people are asking who they're on panels with and all this, and instead of getting 20,000 emails, I will try my best, guys, over the weekend. Stephen's birthday thing is Saturday, and that's going to cut it. But I'm going to try to update the website and get all the panelists on there under the panels and descriptions. I will try to put all the panelists there so you guys can look on the website before you come to Imaginarium. Now, once you're there, we'll have booklets to hand out that will have all that information. It will tell you who is on each panel.
And in addition, I am turning that book, the program, the printed program, into a digital PDF, and that will be up probably be Friday. I did some waiting for the full confirmation that our print went through. And that book has all of the panelists for each panel listed in it. And but again, that is hopefully going to be up no later than Friday. It'll go up sometime Friday. And downloadable PDF, and it will have everything you need in there, and so you can make your plans for the following weekend and the 9th annual Imaginarium Convention. So that is coming. The book is done. It's already gone in for print. So I'm just waiting to make sure that everything was in order with that, and then I'll take that and convert it to a PDF and get it on the site to download. So no problems there. It's very a cool. Monstrous amount of panels and workshops. I mean, we got 3 days worth. It's a lot of programming, and there's a whole menu choice for that. So browse it carefully. I know the first section is panels. Underneath that's workshops. Go through all of that carefully, because there's a lot on the craft, on the business, on every aspect. So, I mean, it's a very thorough and comprehensive type of programming that covers every aspect of the creative world. And it's only gotten better. I mean, I looked at what Holly developed for this year, and it's the best yet. It really is.
By far. This is our best.
A lot of that.
Every year I say it can't get better, but it always does. And somehow, I think it's just the mass amount of new faces and different spheres that they come from. You know, we just have such a diverse crowd spanning from all over the U.S. that is coming in now. So, it makes it a lot different. Daniel, do you have anything that you'd like to add with the panels and workshops before I talk about entertainment?
Well, I know that everybody's going to want to be at the main panel of event of the weekend, the bourbon panel. And we ought to have a good collection of bourbon drinkers there that, can possibly find a bourbon while they're sitting at the table.
That's
gonna
awesome.
Be fun.
Yeah.
And it's going
to
be at 8:30 on Friday. I'm trying to see my room here. I got it in. It's in Ellis. But that'll be in the booklet too. I did that. I started it later because I wanted to push it past the keynote speech, because I want everybody to attend the keynote speech. Seriously, you've got to attend the keynote speech. Opening ceremonies is at 6:15. And then 7:30 to 8:30, Mr. John Pica is hitting the stage. Once again, we couldn't be happier to see John up on the stage again. It's going to be fantastic. He's going to do haunted magic. So That's going to be cool. And then after it ends, you can go over to Books and Bourbon. And then at 9 o'clock till 12 a.m., we're going to have live music. And I'm going to have to probably pull Daniel out of that room to do a live Star Chamber podcast. Because he'll probably still be in there chatting it up. But, at first, at 9 o'clock, Herschel Zahn, great filmmaker out of Louisville, he's actually going to take the stage and share some of his Sinatra songs. And let me tell you, he is phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
When he's all in quarantine every night, because every day we took turns. Like, Stephen would always do a half hour live Facebook. And then Herschel would get on and sing for like 45 minutes. And I would always make dinner while Herschel was singing and watch Herschel and talking, comment and stuff and do requests and all that while I was making dinner. It just got to be a habit, you know. And then Jason William Allen, he played songs at night. And, I mean, it was just a lot of fun. So I missed that. So that's going to be interesting. But, yeah, then we're going to do a Star Chamber live interview and talk to Jason and Herschel on stage so everybody can hang out, ask questions. We'll take questions from the audience and just chit-chat like we do here every week. Jason said, let's do it just like we do our regular show. Just have laid-back discussion and conversation. So that's what we're going to do. And then Jason William Allen is going to bless us with his musical talents. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then,
phenomenal.
There's going to be gaming.
Poetry of the Dead. Poetry of the Dead.
Poetry of the
Jason's
Dead.
Act. They are super, super good. If definitely good energy. Great stage presence. He's a goth rock master. He's really good. That's going to be a good show. But, yeah, go back to what you're saying about gaming, Holly.
Oh, I was going to say there's gaming going on this whole time, too. Gaming goes on at like 1 o'clock. So if music ain't your thing or, the panels are over, I did do there's like 4 panels going on at like 8 o'clock at night this time. So, you get off a panel or whatever, go check out. I encourage all of you, authors, artists, publishers, check out the gaming hall. Buzz by there. I guarantee you you'll see something that'll pique your interest. And they're so neat to talk to. You can literally talk to them about, changing your book into a role-playing game or your film or a song or, whatever you're doing. It's fascinating. But they've got tons of demos they're going to be doing. They have board games like Return to the Tower, Star Trek Missions, Quest for El Dorado, Baron Park, The Crew, Smash Up, Ticket to Ride, all them will be there. Scott Cox will be there with Jason Palmer. Jason Palmer is from Bloat Games, which is the host of our game hall. Scott Cox actually helps coordinate and does the gaming for Sin City Con Tabletop Gaming Convention. And he's also in the Western Kentucky Ghostbusters. And he does the organizing for the Con Tabletop Gaming Convention. So he'll be there with, all these games I mentioned too. So, check them out. See what's going on. And, there's always something at Imaginarium to do, even in the after hours. There's something to
do. Josh Palmer, he's been with us now for a few years with Bloat Games, and they've got a number of things you can look online, but they have some scheduled games with Magic: The Gathering and Dungeons and Dragons kind of stuff, and he's got a great itinerary lined up, and of course he's got hosting a lot of popular tabletop games and tabletop RPGs, and then like as Holly mentioned, definitely happy to have Scott Cox joining us from you know, West Kentucky Ghostbusters and the two conventions you mentioned, CincinnatiCon and Lexicon. And, yeah, he'll be hosting some special demos and play sessions for some really good, you know, tabletop games, which I know Holly's looking at. Or trying out some of them. So, yeah, that's going to be great. And yeah, that's a we have some great game developer folks and folks that write for games. Scott's one of them. And so, yeah, it's definitely cool because, yeah, it celebrates the writing and storytelling in the gaming world as well. And then gets
yes.
The cosplay, which goes to
yes.
Holly loves that.
Love cosplay. Never got to actually do it at Imaginarium yet because I get too enthralled with other things. But one year I will. And then I do want to talk about Saturday. The awards banquet seating is going to start at 6 p.m. Everyone that has a banquet ticket, which are sold out, by the way, people, we actually sold out prior to the convention this year. Can't help it. That's what happens when, you know, we're getting larger, and that's a good problem to have. But we've been at it many tables. You know, we've done what we can.
And sold out. Yeah, sold out.
Yes. But the seating will start at 6 o'clock, and if you have a ticket to eat, then you, you know, will be sitting at one of the tables in the awards banquet. There will be, hopefully, if space allots, enough seating for those who are not eating to actually be able to have seats in the chairs, you know, that will be placed for the back and sides of the room. We'll see what we can do. But at 6:15, Sophia Noir performs. At 6:30, they're going to serve the banquet. And then at 7, John Pica is going to do some magic and perform. At 7:25, Lena performs. 7:30, the award ceremony will begin. And at 8:30, the costume contest begins and is emceed by Mr. Pica. And at 9 o'clock, costume contest winners will be announced and the Imagineering Ball begins. No, you do not have to be dressed up to attend the ball. You can come in shorts and flip-flops if you want. I wouldn't advise it unless you want to go barefoot. But you do not have to dress up to come to the ball. If you want to dress in costume or cosplay, that's fine. If you want to wear a suit, that's fine. If you want to wear shorts and a tee, that's fine. We don't care as long as your body is covered up because we are family friendly. Anything
yeah.
to add, gentlemen?
Well, it's going to be a great night. I mean, because we've got we had the largest ever group of submissions across the board. I mean, as far as nominees for the Imagine Awards, our Series of Literary Awards, our submissions for the Film Festival, the Screenplay Awards. I mean, just volume was much bigger this year. So those that were chosen as screenplay finalists or official selections in the Film Festival or finalists for the Imagine Awards, I mean, that's an even more significant honor this year. I mean, just because the field just got much bigger. And so, yeah, I mean, it's the group of finalists is just absolutely phenomenal. I mean, definitely some, to say the least, for the actual awards. And, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun because we got a slew of awards, you know, for the Film Festival, the Imagine Awards, you know, for literary. And then the Screenplay Awards are fun because they are awarded as both Film Festival Awards, and they also are awarded because they're juried, they're individually juried. They're also awarded as Imagine Awards, as a writing award. So that's a very cool thing. And, yeah, you can look online and see the list of finalists in all those areas and the official selections in the Film Festival. And, you know, in the Film Festival, I mean, it's going to be running all weekend. Shout out to Eric Kyer, who's been working really hard with the judges and pulling all that together. I do assist him as a co-director of the film festival. However, I do not judge. Yes, I stay out of that. I keep that recused from that for obvious reasons. Cause I know a lot of folks that are finalists and whatnot. But it's we moved the screening room this year. Holly's got it right across from the expo hall, so it'll be very easy for you all to pop in. to see films. If you look online, we've got a great breakdown of every single project. You can read the synopsis, see the posters for them, runtimes, the directors on the 2022 official selections page. It's under our film festival menu header. We also, under that same menu header, have the 2022 film festival screening schedule. And we've got matinee screenings on Friday with official selections running from 12 to 5. Friday evening from 8 until probably about 1 a.m. We've got screenings. Saturday's matinee period runs from 11 a.m. right up until 6 pretty much. And then Saturday evening, we resume with official selection screenings from 9 until about 2 a.m. And so that covers that field. So, yeah, you can see all the official selections if you want on Friday and Saturday. And then on Sunday, we do something different. We have, I can't say what it's going to be yet, but it's going to be a special award winner screening. So we are going to show a couple of things that won awards at the banquet the previous night. So obviously we can't say who they might be until we do so. And so you just have to wait to find out what is screened there. You have to come to the awards banquet. But then we also have some exhibition-only screenings. These are not being juried for competition, but we do have some really good ones lined up. It's a great short film from Rose Marie Machario called The Fair to Forget. Of course, we also have Aaron Allen's Foster Home, those couple short films. We have the documentary Del Weston, Creator, Visionary, Believer, which is a tribute to a very wonderful individual from the indie film community who had some wonderful film festivals, who unfortunately passed away this last year. And Amy McCorkle directed a documentary. It's kind of a tribute to him. That will be a screening. And then it rounds out, and it's going to be a bit of a party, and again, with Amy McCorkle, but Letters to Daniel, the feature film. We're going to wrap it up there, and she's got a big party plan to wrap in the film festival, end it on a high note, and I believe she's even got some cake and cool stuff planned for that. So that's how. We're going to have a full weekend of film screenings, and I hope you do check some of this out. Projects are really good. They're from all over the world, and true international fest, multi-genre. And go look, browse through, read the synopsises, find some stuff you like. There's a real diversity of projects in there. Check it out, because our film festival, we're really proud of it, really proud of the strides it's taken. And, this is going to be the best. I'm absolutely confident it's going to be the best one yet. So there you go, Holly, from the film festival side of things.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see.
And how long is the film room going to be open?
Again, Friday, we have gaps because we don't want it to overlap with opening ceremonies. We also don't want it to conflict mm-hmm. with the awards banquet. So you'll notice there are gaps. But in general, again, Friday matinee runs from noon till about 5 o'clock. And that is the mm-hmm. first block of films that are official selections. Friday evening, again, it goes from 8 p.m. Till about 1:15 a.m., maybe 1:30. That'll be Friday evening. Then Saturday, it starts at 11 a.m., runs till almost 6 o'clock p.m., and then resumes again at 9 p.m. and goes till about 2 a.m. And that covers all of the official selections. And then Sunday's screenings run from 10:30 a.m. until probably about 2:30 p.m. So those are the windows of screenings. And so pretty much, unless something real big is happening, like the awards ceremony or opening ceremonies, that film screening room will be active and go check stuff out over there. So, it's closer this year. We pulled it over by the expo hall to make it easier for people to pop in and check films out. So it's we're excited about that. That's one change we made. Definitely go check some of these out, because, we have more attending filmmakers who have official selections than we've ever had. So we've got a lot of the filmmakers are going to be on hand and present. So get a chance to meet the creators more than ever at Imaginarium, which is really good. We're excited. Yeah, we got a really good indie film community event. Yeah, that's part of it. With lots of folks in the region. Antonio Pantoja, like you mentioned, Herschel Zahn. You know, we mentioned Demetrius. I mean, you know, Sylvia Wolf-Bush will be there.
Yeah, Sylvia.
Lots of folks are going to be there. It's going to be really cool. Mm-hmm. See all the different folks that are into film.
Chase Dudley. First year, mm-hmm. which is going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Chase Dudley. I'm excited to have Chase joining us. He does some really good feature work.
I do got to mention
Devin Hilton
programming.
Will be there too.
Devin Hilton. Oh, yeah, Devin.
Don't forget Devin, yes.
Well, we got James Watts coming from California. James is great.
James Fox, yeah, James is awesome.
James Fox. I don't know why I said Watts, but there's a lot of names, people. I have a lot of names in my brain right now.
Hundreds and hundreds of names, literally hundreds and hundreds.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, I'm not joking.
Yes. So, and I get very scatterbrained right now because I literally sent out over 500 emails today. So,
not joking.
I have a lot going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally. Mm-hmm. But I do want to mention a workshop that's going to be so cool and totally different than anything we've ever done. Is at 1:00 on Sunday in the stage area, Turfway, William Joseph Roberts, who is the publisher and owner of Three Ravens Press. He's also a wonderful author. And I really invite you to check them out. Funny guy. And he'll be there with bells on. But it's a fermentation workshop. He's going to bring examples and talk about how to ferment your own foods, to make your own sauerkraut, you know, all these different vegetables, and how to make your own mead, wine. Hello. So, yeah. 1:00 on Sunday. Don't want to miss that one, but that's something different than we've ever had. So I'm really excited about that.
Good research for your books, writers. Those kind of
That's what I'm saying. If you're writing
books,
you're writing anything about mead or fermentation of any type. There you go. Mm-hmm. First hand. So, yeah, I mean, it all comes, you know, around, and I said, well, that's perfect. People need this information, you know? It's going to be really cool. Mm. And then, so you definitely want to check that out. And then, Landon Faulkner was the name I was facing. I'm sorry, Landon. But Landon Faulkner will be doing that Mobster Christmas workshop with Lena Reed. So that'll be neat. And at 9 a.m. on Sunday, Dave Mattingly is going to present a church service for Fellowship and Worship for those who would like to attend. So I don't have a lot going on at 9 a.m. I had to squeeze a few things in. Nobody has said anything yet. People usually do. But I've only got like 3 things going Saturday at 9 a.m., because some people are early birds, believe it or not. I'm not one of those. But at 9 a.m. on Sunday, if you're up and you don't attend church, well, you can go to What Editors Look For and Do When Acquiring Stories. And that's going to be moderated by Jason Sizemore. And that's the panelists are Ellen Datlow, Virginia Smith, Dr. Anna Fekhorovich. So phenomenal already. Dan Armin and Margie Colton. That's going to be a big one. If you are into editing, you want to get into editing, an editor, you want to level up your game, that's a humdinger there to attend. Yeah. Big time.
Yeah, just one panel like that is is actually worth the cost of the entire event, as far as like the event tickets or whatever. I mean, just one of those. I mean, you'd not pay that much to go to a workshop at some of these other things that are around the country. But it's and we've got many of them. I mean, that are just absolutely phenomenal. I mean, so yeah, that's why I say we try to make this as accessible as possible to give you the big league writers conference content, but not have the several $100 registration cost involved.
And so, you do have the one that you will be put into an anthology.
Yes, we have two premium exclusive workshops. An event ticket accesses you to everything. It's a one size fits all. Get in all the entertainment, all the panels, workshops, gaming, events, everything. The only things that have an additional cost are only two premium workshops. You can find them. They're at the bottom of the panel and workshop page. One is Sandy Lender, who's an award-winning author and editor. For those of you that don't know her yet, she's conducting that. It's on Thursday, and it's a short story, Marathonarium. And that is, love the word marathonarium, but yes, you're going to be writing short stories. You're going to be working with Sandy. And at the end of it, past Imaginarium, it will be issued, released as a special, in conjunction with the Imaginarium convention, an anthology in print and ebook. So that's pretty cool. And there's still a couple slots left for that. So check it out. It's only like an extra $42 to be involved in that particular workshop, just because there's extra stuff involved with that. And then the only other thing that has an additional charge, and I'll turn it over to Holly because she knows this area well, but Barbara Evers is just absolutely phenomenal. She was on just a couple weeks ago as our featured guest, so look that up on Star Chamber Show. blogtalkradio.com/StarChamberShow. You can find all of our episodes. Look up that one from a couple of weeks ago and find out about her. She is just a phenomenal author, editor, and she's also even active in the field of giraffe conservation. How cool is that? But she has a awesome character development workshop that uses Myers-Briggs assessments. And take it from there, Holly. Talk about that one. That's the other premium workshop.
Oh, well, that one, yeah, I'm going to have to go down to the exact description for that one. But the Myers-Briggs, it's based on, I'm sure many of you are already familiar with, that types your personality. So it's a personality type, like INJ or whatever they are. There's all kinds of abbreviations. But It goes by personality type. It's talking about writing with that in mind and creating characters based off the Myers-Briggs. Or like you have a character, say like Steven's Raiden Valkyrie, actually going through as Raiden Valkyrie, he would, and take the Myers-Briggs assessment, a true assessment, not the free ones you see on the internet, because they're not a true, accurate Myers-Briggs assessment. You actually have to pay to get a true Myers-Briggs assessment done. So that's where the little fee comes in, is paying that. But you can actually see what personality type that character of yours is.
And she is certified for that assessment.
Correct.
Yep.
She is. Mm-hmm. And it says, by understanding the concepts behind the Myers-Briggs, you can create believable personalities for your characters. You might learn something about yourself in the process. Participants will take the MBTI assessment for themselves or their character and participate in writing exercises focusing on those particular traits. And this workshop provides the opportunity for the participants to take the assessment. It's a $35 additional fee because of the online assessment and the type report. It's an expanded workshop that will include writing exercises once the basics and assessments have been explored. You will receive a six-page report, the MBTI interpretive report based on your assessment results. Participants can choose to take the assessment using their own answer or answer the questions with a particular character in mind. This report will include an overview of type references. In addition, it will provide the following based on assessment results: a description of the identified type, developmental patterns, and a preference unique to that type. This detailed description includes characteristics, typical traits, and areas of weakness for potential growth. It's going to be Friday at 1:15 in Derby. It's going to be about a three-hour workshop. There's a lot going on, a lot to discuss. This could help you totally really learn who your character is and develop your character. I mean, think about it. Like Daniel, of course, writes, you know, Ripper fiction, but you even take like Jack by taking it in. And I think we talked about this, Daniel. It would be fascinating to me to sit down and to do the Myers-Briggs assessment using Jack in mind, Jack the Ripper, and actually doing the assessment. It would show a depth and layer of character and break things down to where you could use that to further, you know, your storyline, your plot, your character development. I mean, just everything, because we don't know exactly who Jack was, for sure, you know. So it would be just interesting to type characterize him like that. I think it would be fascinating.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And Barbara's a phenomenal instructor. So, I mean, you're going to get just, it's worth its weight in gold. I mean, it's really a top caliber workshop. But check that out. Yeah, because we definitely want to see people take advantage of that. And while you're at Imaginarium, yeah, don't hesitate to ask questions. You know, our staff is going to be there throughout the weekend. Holly and myself will be, of course, Film Festival Director, Co-Director Eric Kier, Game Hall, and Josh Palmer, and he's going to have some people with him. Wayne Pedersen is our IT and administrative whiz, along with also Cassandra Morgan, our volunteer coordinator, Richard Warner. I mean, you're going to meet a lot of really, really top-notch people, and we have a really good volunteer staff coming in, which I'm excited about. And we mentioned, I have to give a shout-out to Metal Beck earlier, because she's bringing us a lot this year. She's brought us her sons and husband this year to volunteer. We have Branson, Bentley, and Addison, and of course, the noble Jordan, who's going to be working on our security team. And Branson, Bentley, and Addison are getting assignments from Holly, and they're going to be, I think, doing a lot of errand running and watching stuff out in the vendor hall as far as taking care of folks there. So, yes, thank you, Metal Beck, for contributing your entire family to the volunteer staff. But, yeah, there will be a lot of others, too. We got some really good folks coming in, and yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, definitely look for the green shirts. You know, they'll all be wearing green shirts as far as our volunteer staff. And I know Holly's chuckling right now.
My little green minions.
Yes.
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 The blue shirts are your senior staff, and you'll see a blur of me running once in a while. I've learned not to wear my shirt like Steven does not wear his shirt half the time because, you know, I get pulled in 10,000 directions anyway. But you'll see me as a blur that goes running past you. I will try to talk to everyone. I do make a point to talk to everyone. I will try my hardest. But you know how it is. I got to put out fires too. So, yeah, our red shirts are security. And, Stephen, I want you to touch on our harassment policy. And if anybody is being harassed in any way, you find one of your colored shirt people and you mm-hmm. let them know. But you want to read off or talk about our harassment policy?
Yeah, sure will. And that's something that we take very seriously. We've had a no harassment policy since the beginning. And again, anybody with a colored Imaginarium shirt, by that we mean red, which is typically our security, green, which is our main volunteer staff, or blue, which are department heads slash senior staff. Any of those people, go to them immediately. I always like to cite the wonderful Bill and Ted, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. As they say, be excellent to each other. And that is, as simple as that sounds, that is our operating philosophy. And we definitely do not tolerate anything that's like inappropriate physical contact, unwelcome sexual attention, any kind of harassment, you know, relating to ethnic heritage, gender, physical appearance, sexual orientation, religion, or anything at all of that nature. We definitely frown on that a lot, and yeah, we will address those kind of situations immediately. And yeah, thankfully, we have not had to invoke that barely in the past, because we've had just such a wonderful and mutually supportive environment. But no, just I want everybody to know that it exists and that we do act very swiftly if this is any of those things are kind of breached that would make the atmosphere unpleasant for you while you're at Imaginarium, because this is a place where, you know, we want people from all walks to come together, all, you know, all political sides, all religions, all everybody. We want everybody to come under our umbrella and actually have a few days where people actually get along, and it's been that way.
Everybody
for
gets along.
It's been that way for 8 years, but so we want that to
it
continue.
Was funny.
And so that's what we have. We do have a policy.
I'll never forget. I'm not going to mention names, but it was last year, and I was happened to be part of a group, was standing around with a group, and we were all discussing something, and then somebody brought the fact, this is cool, and it's like the beginning of a joke, where you say, like, a priest, a rabbi, you know, and a Muslim walk in a bar, or something like that. That's how it was. There was a group of us standing around chit-chatting, and it was like, it was somebody brought up religion or said something about, and everybody was chit-chatting, laughing, having a good time. But there was, like, a Jewish person standing there, a Christian, a Muslim.
Yep. I remember it was.
Yeah,
a Jewish person,
there was
a Christian,
Wiccan,
an atheist,
pagan. Yeah, I'm like, this is so cool.
It was all together.
Yeah, we're all together. We're all creative. Yeah, we're all creative. We all encourage and lift each other. And that's the beauty of Imaginarium. And that's what we want to keep the atmosphere at, you know.
The only person I'm going to harass is you, Holly.
Well, I know that. But I don't care if you harass me. It's not harassment. Because, you know.
I'll tell you to sit down and be quiet.
That's it. Yeah. Daniel's the only person that can boss me around without getting a thunk on the head.
But yeah, Daniel makes sure Holly doesn't get too run down. He helps me out by keeping an eye on Holly and making sure she doesn't get too crazy.
Or I get too rowdy. Sometimes I get too riled up, you know.
I welcome it. Yeah, so I don't have to worry while I'm doing other things for the convention. But yeah, it's so fun.
Do we still have the rule where if it's too bad of harassment and everything, they find the guy in the top hat, and then we find a place to put the body later?
Pretty much, yeah, something along those lines.
Yeah. And the complaint department is my daughter.
Yeah, Diana. Yeah, she is something else. And she will be there. Check her out. Her Cottage Core Creations is the name of her business, but she does crochet work. And she has the coolest Squid Game and Stranger Things crochet dolls that she's made for the kids.
Yes.
You're going to love them.
She made 11 and Jimmy
Gordon. Yeah, they are awesome.
Oh, cool.
And she's made a few, so you better buy them because she doesn't have a lot of them. But, yeah, so you better buy them on day one. Don't be one of those people, I'm going to wait till Sunday to buy something. Yeah, you're going to need to buy these because they're going to sell out because, I mean, they are just
they're
gonna awesome. And she made I think she's making some other stuff like some Cthulhu dolls and other things. But, yeah, her Cottage Core Creations. But she's going to be helping out at the award ceremony, too. And like Holly said, she's our complaint department person. But no, I mean, all joking aside, though, somebody crosses the line with you all. Yeah, we would not hesitate to eject somebody, you know, if it crosses the line. So, we got your back. Don't worry about that. But, again, it hasn't really been something we've had to worry about. This is definitely the battery recharging event for creatives. I mean, it's definitely a positive vibe, and yes, I mean, come and be ready to feel at ease and very good atmosphere. I'm definitely love the way it's been for the first 8 years, and expect no different this year because we've got such a great group coming. But get your tickets though by Saturday, because after Saturday you can only get them by walk up. And it goes up a little bit. All the single day and full weekend tickets go up a few more dollars for the walk-up. So you can arrive and have a smooth check-in. That registration, best to get your event tickets in advance, and those are selling through Saturday. Again, single day and full weekend, and options are available. But don't forget to do that. Because it's a little more of a hassle when you have to come stand in line and go through all the stuff to, buy walk-up. It's always a little easier when your packet's waiting
and
for you.
And you won't get a packet or a nifty badge with your name. All you'll get is maybe a booklet, if there's any left, and a badge that you'll have to write your own name on. So there is perks to being advanced ticket holders.
Yeah, getting your packet. You save money. You get a packet with a custom printed name and all that. And like you said, you're guaranteed of getting a program, because who knows how many walk-ups will show up. We could have a big turnout and run out of programs. But you're guaranteed of getting one if you are one of the advanced registrants. So make sure that you do that by Saturday online. People wait to the last minute on stuff. They wait last minute on hotel reservations to find out. Can't get what they want. They wait or whatever. I mean, awards banquet tickets. No, you got to get that stuff in advance, because it's to the point where, it's big enough that the stuff is selling out. Like I said, tables sold out in both Creative Alley and Expo Space this year. So, it's going to be a pretty good atmosphere as far as very, very active, very lively.
And Creative Valley is actually doubled. We actually doubled it. So, it's pretty cool. It's going to be an interesting year, that's for sure.
Spread the word. We have friends on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Please share those pages and handles. We're at Imaginarium Convention on Instagram. We're at Imaginarium Convention on Facebook. And Imaginarium Con, because there's not enough letters, they don't allow enough letters to do the whole thing. So it's Imaginarium Con as our Twitter handle. But, please do share those and join the Facebook group. We have a public Facebook group for Imaginarium attendees and people that support Imaginarium. But join that, and stuff gets shared in there all the time. So, Daniel, what are you going to say?
And one of the things that we've been requested, if people are really interested in the Briggs, go ahead and sign up so that she can go ahead and get you the assessment you can take before you get there.
Right.
So she can already have that and have your
in hand
assessment back and do that, like yesterday.
Right. That's why they're advanced tickets. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what?
Exactly.
We covered it all, I think. We're sitting here about two minutes left, and we actually covered every sector of the convention. Yeah, we covered it all. Entertainment, panels and workshops, guests, film festival, gaming, cosplay, expo. Ben, well done.
And fun. Lots of fun, guys.
Lots of fun. Yeah, lots of fun.
Lots of networking.
Lots of great content.
Keep you very busy. Yes.
Networking, learning, mentoring, professional opportunities.
You can try.
This is an event that where you get the rich content and then you also get the relaxed fun. And it's a nice, balanced blend. So, I hope you all enjoy it. We're very excited to bring you year 9. And, ready for Imaginarium 2022. So I'm going to turn this over to Holly, and then she can turn it over to Daniel, and we'll wrap this up.
Remember, all, no show next Wednesday because me and Steve will be in Louisville at the venue getting our stuff set up and ready for the convention. So we will not be on, but we will be the following week, and we will do a post-Imaginarium show and have all the play-by-play action, and, you know, may have a few callers call in and talk about their experience. That would be so cool. Give their review and their thoughts. Yeah, I'd love to hear them. I really would. But I hope to see everyone next week in Louisville for Imaginary 2022. And I'll hand it over to Daniel.
And we may not be here Wednesday, but like Holly was saying earlier, we will be doing a live from Imaginarium on Friday. If you want to come and watch a live and see what, you know, one of the creatives has to say to us in live and in person, come on over and listen to what's being done on a live show. And until we get a chance to meet again at Imaginarium, I hope to meet everybody there that I haven't met before. Be sure that you love yourself, love everyone around you, and be creative. This is Daniel Dark signing off.